WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Today, we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help thing, stick with me for a sec. This isn't about becoming some Zen master who can read minds or control everyone around them, though wouldn't that be cool? It's about understanding yourself better, navigating those tricky social situations with grace, and building stronger relationships. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around someone? Or maybe you said something in the heat of the moment that you immediately regretted? We've all been there. Emotional intelligence helps us avoid those minefields and become masters of our own emotions and reactions. So, what are some key moves to up your emotional IQ game? First off, get self-aware. Seriously, take a minute to check in with yourself throughout the day. What emotions are you feeling? Why? Are there any triggers sending you into overdrive? Knowing your emotional landscape is like having a roadmap for your own mind. It helps you understand where you're going and how to get there. Next up, learn to regulate those emotions. It's not about suppressing them, because let's be real, that never works, but rather managing them in a healthy way. Deep breaths, meditation, journaling, these are all your emotional toolbox essentials. Remember, you're the conductor of this emotional orchestra, not just another instrument playing along. Now, empathy is crucial here. Put yourself in other people's shoes, literally. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean understanding where they're coming from. Building genuine connections starts with empathy. Communication is key. Learn to express your emotions clearly and respectfully, without being aggressive or passive-aggressive. We've all been there. Active listening is just as important, really paying attention to what others are saying, both verbally and nonverbally. It shows you care and helps build trust. Finally, self-motivation is your secret weapon. Set goals that inspire you, celebrate your wins big and small, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be kind to yourself along the way, embrace the challenges, and keep learning. Think about a time when you felt really misunderstood. Maybe you were excited about something, but someone just didn't get it, or you tried to express your feelings, but they weren't receptive. It can be frustrating, right? But here's where emotional intelligence comes in. With practice, you can learn to communicate more effectively and bridge those gaps. Remember that time you were trying to explain a joke to someone who just didn't get it? Maybe you felt like pulling your hair out. Or how about when you were trying to express your disappointment about something, but it came out all wrong, making the situation even worse? That's where emotional intelligence can save the day. By understanding your emotions better, you can articulate them more clearly and find ways to connect with others on a deeper level. So, what's the takeaway here? Emotional intelligence is like a superpower that lets you navigate life with more grace, empathy, and resilience. It's about being aware of your own emotions, managing them effectively, understanding others, communicating clearly, and staying motivated. It takes time and effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Ready to level up your emotional game? Start by taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why? And how can you manage those emotions in a healthy way? Remember, every small step counts. Share your thoughts on this episode. What's one thing you're going to try implementing today? And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this. It really helps others find the podcast. See ya tomorrow for another dose of Rise Higher Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.